Message number 834. As bitterness divides nations, mistrust and fear will continue to cause civil unrest. Wednesday, July 3, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, the wars and unrest as foretold spread like wildfires all over the earth. Very few parts of the world will be unaffected by wars and rumors of discord. As bitterness divides nations, mistrust and fear will continue to cause civil unrest. Unchristian laws will continue to mount so that murder and abortion, as well as acts against the holy sacraments, will be passed in your countries. Many will be led into sin because of such laws, and very soon the pains of darkness of the soul will be present, and few will be able to ignore this. Why, they will ask, is there such a strange atmosphere where trust for one another has disappeared? Why is it difficult to act out our lives as dictated by Christ for fear of being labeled a fool? The answer lies in the fact that your countries one by one have not only condemned me again but declare sin to be lawful. When this happens, Satan and his army run amok. They have become very powerful, and through all the liberal laws which condone sin, they become truly accepted, and then there will be no peace in the hearts of man as a result. It will be as if children stolen from their parents and taken prisoner are fed niceties to make up for the fact that they are in captivity. For all the pleasures they are offered, they will not bring comfort. Instead, these children will feel restless, empty, and will long to feel true love, which can only be brought about by the presence of the parents. God's presence is still there in your nations, but as I, the Son of Man, am being quickly dismissed through the introductions of evil laws in your lands, and soon through your churches, you will be like stray orphans with nowhere to lay your heads. Without God, there is no peace. Without me, Jesus Christ, present through my teachings, you are being slowly starved. Do not allow such laws to stop your devotion to me, for at this time more than any other time I will come to you and give you the comfort you crave. I love you. I cry for your desolation, and I promise that this persecution will be short-lived. Your Jesus.